the J.C. Corcoran Podcast.
You know what happens when movies get overhyped. It's disappointment.
Right. We're being distracted right now. We're going to have to cut you off, sir, because we got something even bigger than this. Right now, a plane has crashed into the World Trade Centers in New York City, the Twin Towers. There is smoke coming out of what appears to be about the top 15 floors. It looks like a plane. Well, we're going to go to CBS right now and just pick up this audio and see what they're saying here.
Obviously, the timing of this is important. It comes before 9 o'clock. Perhaps, and we say that in hopeful fashion, perhaps not everybody was at work.
You have to wonder if this is a terrorist act.
Right.
The building was in
What's
fact,
this the anniversary of? Is it the anniversary of anything?
We're looking at probably some casualties and injuries of considerable proportion.
It looks like a pretty good-sized plane just flew right into the side of the building. There's a hole the size of an airplane in the side of the World Trade Center.
But we have people joining us. Take me through again where you were, when this happened.
Let's go over to NBC, see if they're saying anything different here. Go on to NBC.
Plane. We don't have confirmation on that, but there is an enormous hole in the north side of that building.
This is just amazing.
Jennifer, can you tell us a little bit more about what you heard when you heard this explosion? Describe it for us.
What was unbelievable was the amount of fire. It was a big ball of fire that just went up. And I looked around at people. We were all horrified. I'm stuttering.
We're concerned because the World Trade Center is one of the busiest office buildings here in New York with
Let's go
hundreds,
up to
CNN
of so we get
workers.
Here. Go to 202
that went into that plane. Jean, you're
passenger.
Saying that you didn't see
passenger jet.
Actually, you didn't see a plane actually approach the building.
I had no idea it was a plane. I just saw the entire top part of the World Trade Center explode.
It's about the first top, but it looks like the plane actually crashed into the floor that would be about maybe 10 to 12 floors from the top.
Center bombing?
You know,
looks
you
like
see,
a, from a Die Hard movie.
You see like the silhouette of whatever it was that crashed through it, and you can see the wings of the plane. You can see what looks like the silhouette of an airplane that went through it.
Usually, but can you guesstimate how many people may be in an area like that at this hour?
It looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 floors are affected. It's almost the entire width of the building. Again, these are the Twin Trade Towers, the World Trade Centers. There's the tower to the left, and this is the tower to the right. And it looks like it would have directly affected about 7 floors.
Around the base of the World Trade Center, I would say at any given time, you're talking about maybe 20 or 30 people at best.
That is not a high traffic area in terms of flights?
I don't know about flights. You know, I have a balcony down here in Battery Park City.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I will be the most surprised guy in the world if this turns out not to be a terrorist act. All right, we're going to break, come back. A small plane. Looks like a passenger jet.
Mm-hmm.
Not a really, really small one, by the way. Again, when you look at the silhouette of the hole in the building, it traverses almost the entire width of the World Trade Center.
Can you imagine the cleanup of this with the fuel, the fire, and how do you get that out of there?
Yeah.
You can't take a plane down an elevator.
Yeah. You can still see flames.
It's awful.
Yeah, flames. There's still fire to the left side. There's smoke billowing from the rest of the plane.
And there's no hook or ladder truck that would be that tall.
That's a bullseye, too. That is right in the middle of the
That's no accident. That's no accident. I will be, you know, you can't say, I mean, for sure, but be the most surprised guy in the world if nobody claims. You
responsibility.
Right. You have to wonder about. And again, the World Trade Center's, the site of a terrorist act. This was about 10 years ago. You know, and that one did not go the way it was supposed to go. If you'll recall, that was supposed to be almost complete devastation, and they did not pull it off effectively as they wanted to. This couldn't have been a more dead on. If they had a bullseye
exactly
on the side of the building, you couldn't have it more directed.
My question is, how does a firefighter fight that?
I know, that's what I was going to say. I don't know.
How do you fight that?
This, by the way, is no longer CNN. This is now WABC Television in New York City, the ABC affiliate.
Let me just get a better look right now.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd say the hole takes about 6-7 floors were taken out. And there's more.
There was just a massive explosion. There was just an enormous explosion.
Inside.
The building's exploding right now. You got people running up the street.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay, just put Winston on pause there for just a moment.
Okay, the whole building just exploded some more. The whole top part.
Okay.
The building's still intact.
There was just another plane that flew into it. Did you see that from that angle?
Well, I saw another plane, but I thought the plane was just going by.
No, it hit it.
That perhaps the fuselage was in the building that would cause a second.
Turn to channel two.
That certainly.
Yeah, there was a plane in the background.
Well, I just saw the plane go by, but I thought it was just flying by for a picture.
That perhaps.
Did you see it go by?
The people here everybody's panicking.
All right, Winston, let me put Winston on hold for just a moment.
Okay, I don't know how much longer we're staying. I'm inside of a diner right now.
Well, Winston, you know what? If you could give us a call back, I just don't want to panic here on the air. As you can see, the second explosion that you're looking at now in the second Twin Tower, it has spread much more debris than the first explosion.
While we were on the air, while we were just getting ready to go to commercials, a second plane, and I saw the second plane, but it looked like, as is often the case when you have a disaster like this, you have aircraft flying around to get pictures. And I thought that the plane just flew by to get pictures. That plane circled around and crashed right into the second World Trade Tower. So now they're both on fire.
And did you notice it came by and then you did not see it go by the building? Then there was the explosion.
Right. Dr. J, we're going to take a look at videotape.
Here it is. Here's the tape. There it goes. That's a big plane.
Hitting the World Trade Center. That is spectacular pictures. These pictures are frightening indeed. These are just minutes between each other. So naturally, you will guess and you will speculate and perhaps ask the question, if some type of navigating equipment is awry, that two commuter planes...
What is this guy talking about? Navigating equipment? These are terrorist acts. It couldn't be any more obvious. Navigating equipment.
In my ear at this point.
Now, what you're hearing, by the way, this is WABC television in New York, and the only thing I can think of is maybe this guy is thinking to himself, I don't want to cause widespread panic right now.
We saw clearly, we didn't see the first one, but we saw clearly that a plane deliberately crashed into one of the upper floors of the World Trade Center. That was the second plane. So two planes crashed.
Folks, I got to tell you, the world changed today.
Of the World Trade Center Tower.
The world changed today for all of us.
Some people said they thought they saw a missile.
To be sure, there it is. There it is.
They keep putting the stupid banner over the bottom of the screen, which blocks out the picture.
We know it's breaking news.
That is a very hard thing to watch.
And these are incredible pictures that we're watching this morning. Thanks to our affiliate WNYW in New York. You are looking at this picture. It is the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center.
We hear the news and watch the news and read the newspapers every day about things that go on in the world. And by and large, we haven't been victims of these types of things in this country. You've had a couple of attacks. You've had a couple of things that were not in the case of 10 years ago with the original attack in the World Trade Center. Here's the replay again.
See,
look at this
thing coming in from what looks like the east side.
The thing flies right
into the
room.
It was not a missile. It was a plane.
Yeah,
with the flames and a smoke billowing out the other side of the tower. It's hard for me to tell exactly which is the north side and which is the south side, but it appears it's coming out of the north side there.
You know, and you had Oklahoma City and you had stuff like that, but this, you know, this is not some guy who got, you know, a truck full of fertilizer and blew up a building. This is something that came from a foreign shore, you bet. You just bet.
Like deliberately for the World Trade Center Tower.
You don't think there's any way this could be any kind of an accident, no kind of a navigational...
What is with this guy asking this question?
I think they're trying not to panic people.
By beacons or whatever?
No, you've got incredibly good visibility at this point, and no pilot is going to be relying on navigational equipment in such a circumstance that would cause...
The sun is shining, the visibility is great. There's no way that this thing is...
How far out of the way from an approach to either LaGuardia or Kennedy...
And that's the whole financial district of...
So people are walking the streets
absolutely.
All over the place.
Well, of course. I mean, you know, it's... Right now, it's 9:15 there, so it would have been, you know, right about just a few
Tim
minutes before 9.
Tim had an update from Headline News.
Yeah, Tim, go ahead.
Well, Headline News just reported that they're getting reports that it's possible that one of the aircraft was a hijacked airplane. A hijacked commuter plane.
Oh.
So that means innocent people on board.
So far, the U.S. military and Pentagon officials...
I'll tell you one thing. At this point, I would broadcast on one of those, you know, channels that the pilots have to monitor. Anybody who flies within 10 miles of anything in Manhattan or anything, I would just shut everything down. Close everything down.
Yeah.
By the time you would have a guy turn his aircraft towards a target, it would be too late. You couldn't do anything. You couldn't possibly defend against anything. Is Eric there? Let's go to Eric Mink. Morning.
Hey.
It must be like a complete circus in that place this morning at the New York Daily News.
It's pretty wild.
Thank you for spending a little time here.
Sure.
How close to this are you?
Oh, well, it's all the way at the south end of the island.
Right.
So, we're up at 33rd Street. It's at least, I'd say, 3-4 miles south.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. So what's going on?
Well, I'm in my little closet of an office with all the TVs on, and I can just, I'm fairly near the photo desk and the news desk, and I can just hear the sort of chaos of trying to get people coverage. The phones are ringing, the radios are squawking, the communications radios, and I've got the various channels on trying to see who's doing what, and
Eric, explain the area. I've not spent a lot of time down near the World Trade Centers. Usually most of our business was up further, Midtown area.
Mm-hmm.
What's right around there, and what would the ground activity have been at about, 10 to 9 when all this started?
Oh, it would have been a very heavy ground activity. A lot of people arriving or headed to work, either people who live in that area or people who work in that area.
As you're seeing on the left of your screen now, President Bush is speaking. Undoubtedly, he will talk about this tragedy. Let's listen.
Moment for America. Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
Originally, we were hearing that these were small commuter airlines. These were not commuter airlines.
That second one, that was a commercial.
That was a huge airplane.
Of course, the best known is Osama bin Laden, but no alert coming from his organization.
And again, reinforcing what Eric said earlier, almost all of the information you get when these stories begin breaking, almost all of it turns out to be wrong. This is unconfirmed.
A highly sophisticated, coordinated attack, not only against the World Trade Center, but against the Pentagon and U.S. military.
The Pentagon was just hit.
What did I just say?
Tell me again. I worked at the Pentagon as well, and it is a huge building. I mean, it's miles and miles of offices. At what location did this seem to have detonated?
It's at the heliport. The heliport, which is As you sit in the Pentagon, you have the Potomac River and Washington, D.C. on one side, and the heliport is located almost exactly on the opposite side of the building, along one of the highways.
Well, they don't start flying military planes over the White House
right now.
Security here.
George Bush has got to get from Florida to Washington.
They're not going to take him back
that
there.
Area, I have no idea.
I said this earlier, folks, several minutes into our coverage of this thing. The world has changed for the United States of America. Effective September 11th, 2001, the world is now a different place for us.
Matt, I just want to tell you that U.S. intelligence sources are confirming the reports that one of the planes was a hijacked flight, an American flight, from Boston to Los Angeles. They are also now looking into what's going on at the Pentagon. They don't have any details, but they have now put government buildings around the city of Washington on a heightened state of alert.
This is war. This is a declaration and an execution of an attack on the United States, two of our most conspicuous symbols of the American system of capitalism. The Pentagon, which of course is the headquarters of the most mighty military in the world, was attacked today as well. The White House has been evacuated. The State Department has been evacuated. Financial markets have been immobilized. All flights taking off after these attacks were grounded.
This is JC and Karen and Brian back in the studio here. We understand that many of you are not near a television and you are relying on not only the eyewitness reports that we're picking up on television. In some cases, they are being described in such a way that the picture augments what is being said, and in some cases, that's our job to come on and explain what you're seeing. Westwood One Networks quoting Fox News that Capitol Police say a hijacked plane is now en route to Washington. Now, if that's the case, you have to say to yourself, how do they know that? Where is that plane now? Where did it come from? How do they know it's on its way to Washington? I'm questioning that report because how could you possibly know some of that stuff?
It was just about 10 minutes ago that we described to you the
possibility of that North Tower collapsing. About 5 minutes after we went off the air, it did collapse. Once again, we have no idea at this point the loss of life. I can only tell you there were hundreds of emergency workers down there about five or six blocks. It took probably about, I would say, no more than 50 or 60 seconds for that dust cloud, dust and smoke, to literally make it the five or six blocks up here.
See, that's what I said earlier. You know, when the tower actually, when the whole one face of the tower fell off, basically, it was probably about the top 20 floors. All of the concrete, or all of the mortar, the girders, everything, just literally peeled away.
Let's look at these live pictures at the World Trade Center. The other tower of the World Trade Center has just collapsed. You are looking at live pictures of the second twin tower at the World Trade Center collapsing as a result of the crash of an airplane into its side. That, I believe, was the first tower that was struck this morning at 8:42 Eastern time.
You're not there.
That is now, fallen to the ground and collapsed.
The profile of Manhattan has been changed. There's been a declaration of war by terrorists in the United States. There's
Pat
nothing
Dawson,
short of that.
Pat Dawson, excuse me, Tom, is down at the scene. Pat?
Where's Wing? Where's Wing? Where's Wing?
Pat, can you hear us? Obviously, there is pandemonium downtown. Pat is not far from the World Trade Center, as you can hear from the sirens.
The Pittsburgh story is the one that's got my attention. Mm-hmm. That's the one that's got my attention. Hi, good morning. You're on the air.
J.C., Karen, yep. I think what we're looking at is the Pearl Harbor of our generation, the Pearl Harbor of our 21st century here.
It's pretty well said.
Absolutely.
Pretty well said.
Brian and I said something that we've never seen before.
See what they're saying here on NBC again?
No indication whatsoever that this very carefully coordinated massive attack was going to occur. There's been a complete intelligence failure here. And there will be, obviously, down the road, a price to pay for that.
Well, that's actually not all that surprising, Tom, because we've often talked in the past, following every terrorist event, about how vulnerable the United States is, and many terrorist experts say how unprepared they are. And the question, of course, is, can you ever prepare for an attack like this?
Well, it seems to me that this country's been whistling in the dark for a long time, just hoping that it didn't happen to us, taking, you know, whatever precautions they thought were necessary. I think that if you are one of those people who has complained in the past about getting through airport security, that's going to turn into a nightmare from this point forward. I think that there's been a lot of discussion over the years about the issue of carry-on luggage and whether or not that should be allowed. So now you look at the eyes of the entertainment world in Los Angeles and you start making a list of probable targets, of places that if you were in those places, you'd have to say to yourself, maybe you're a target. And once you get past New York and Washington, you start looking at the Chicago's, the Sears Tower, which we understand has been evacuated.
You know, Cape Canaveral.
Parts of Los Angeles, Cape Canaveral, Strategic Air Command in Omaha, giant monuments and tourist attractions, football games this Sunday. You know, we keep thinking to ourselves, well, it's over now. They blew up the World Trade Center. What do? They blow up the other one. Well, that's got to be over. Where are they now? They do something in Washington, D.C. Where are they now? Now there's a plane, supposedly another one headed for Washington, although we can't get that confirmed.
And by the way, what do you do with that flight from a military standpoint?
Yeah. What do you do?
You already have the hijackers on the plane.
Well, that's when you start having to make very, very, very difficult decisions. Do you say, send up a military fighter, shoot that plane out of the sky?
Because those lives aren't as important as the ones they're going to kill.
Back to NBC.
Information about an upcoming attack, generally we don't take action. And these groups are very hard to penetrate. They're focused with bonds of kinship and people who have known each other for years. So it doesn't surprise me that we didn't know that this was coming.
And so far, I'd like to hear some more confirmation that a plane really has crashed in Pennsylvania, for instance, since the FAA hasn't confirmed that. But I think
I find this remarkable that a major network cannot tell whether or not they have a report of a downed plane in Pennsylvania.
A little more on this plane crash, which is the fourth incident, if you will. There was the plane crash at the Pentagon, crashing into the Pentagon. There were the two planes that hit the World Trade Center here in New York. And we don't know whether this fourth one is related or not, but the report is that a 747 en route from Chicago to New York City crashed in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, about 80 miles to the southeast of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's the incident. That's what we are hearing.
United Airlines passenger jet crashes near Pittsburgh, so that is being confirmed. That's United Airlines. That is
it
not.
It looks like it's in a forest or trees or something.
Indicated no survivors. Again, these are the first pictures we have coming in from WTAJ there in the Pittsburgh area. United Airlines telling us earlier they had lost this flight, and they knew that it had crashed near Pittsburgh. There is a second United Airlines flight, the Boeing 767 flight 175, bound from Boston to Los Angeles, has crashed. The airline still telling us at this point that they do not know where. We don't have information on the number of people aboard. It is possible, but not confirmed, that this would have been the second plane to hit the World Trade Center.
We now know that the Emmys for Sunday night have been postponed, and a lot of people wondering whether or not, if you go ahead and you say, fine, well, we are going to cancel the NFL football schedule for Sunday, whether you do that in memory of the people who lost their lives, whether that's a good idea, or whether you say to this country, and whether you say to the terrorists, you can do this to us, but you know what? Life goes on in this country. You can't stop us. Do you observe in memory of the people who lost their lives in this unbelievable tragedy? Or do you send a message to terrorists around the country that you cannot stop the American spirit? We will have our entertainment, we'll have our lives, we'll have our football games. Our way of life will continue, and you can't stop that.
New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani reports rescue workers are finding survivors. The mayor says Lower Manhattan looks like it was bombed in World War II. Well, it has been bombed in the world terrorism war of 2001.
Find the cost of freedom buried in the ground. Mother Earth will swallow you. Lay your body down.